With a look at sports, I'm Ryan Baker. The Chase County girls coming home state champions from the track meet in Omaha over the weekend. We had a chance to talk to Troy Hoxwell, the athletic director and head coach for the girls earlier this morning on Catacall. And here is that interview. Bringing home some hardware, it's got to feel pretty awesome to have not only, a lot of the boys competed and a lot of the girls almost went down for almost every event this year at the state track meet. But, let's talk about the boys just a little bit. You know, they finished 17th in this year's tournament, but we did have some guys bringing home some hardware.
Yeah, the boys, Coach Sugi, Bob Holman, the boys' coaches, all our coaches, did a really good job. But Destin stepped up and performed really, really well. Third place in the hurdles there. I think his time improved, from prelims to finals. Destin probably doesn't have the all greatest speed, but his form and technique, everything he did was just so smooth. And so, for him to end up with a third place medal down there was a phenomenal, accomplishment for him, and a good way to end the senior year. Always come away with a medal from the state meet. And then Cody Williams, in the high jump, same thing. He ended up fifth there. Had a great attempt at 6'4", just barely caught it there with his heels. But first time down there for him after coming and being injured last year and not being able to go down and compete. And so it's always, good to get down there and get that first one out of the way, a little more nerves, and to get down there and come back with a medal first time out was great for him. And both Hunter and Dakota, Hunter threw the shot well. He didn't make finals, but again, first time down there, and a great season for him as well as Dakota. He had some throws over 150, I believe, in warm-ups. Didn't quite hit that in prelims, but the good thing is, those guys will all be back down there next year with a year under their belt. Mm-hmm. And again, looking at the opportunity for all of them really to medal.
And the girls switching over and going to the girls. How many total girls went down to the state track meet this year?
We had 11 that qualified. We took 13. We took an alternate, for the 4x8 relay. We took an alternate for the 4x1. You never know, Burke, steep hill, somebody roll ankle or right. Somebody gets sick or something happens. So, you always want to be prepared. So we took 13 down total with 11 set to compete. And so, that's exciting to have as many events. Like I said, I think the only thing we weren't represented, we didn't have a long jumper. We didn't have somebody in the 100, and we didn't have somebody in the 2 mile. But other than that, we had somebody in every event. So, yeah, that's a different feeling, too. It makes you fun because you're always going, and it's important. You have all your coaches there because throws are up on the hill and triple on one side of the track and trying to get kids warmed up to run, and coaches inside with the vault area with their vaulters. And so keeps everybody on their toes and busy. But yet I think it's fun for the fans and people to be down there, too, because you're always able to look somewhere almost, when you get going Saturday and see a Chase County kid out on the track somewhere. So that makes it fun.
You were kind of describing to us before we came on the air those final moments just before your phone was blowing up because everybody thought, Chase County won it. And you're like, well, I'm going to sit back and wait and see what this score says. But you guys won by a half a point. Talk to us about what was going through your mind as a coach and also the kids' mind. What were some of the conversations that you guys were having as you guys were getting down to those final events?
Well, I'd say, first of all, it was just an emotional roller coaster. You go down there. And we got up Friday morning, and of course you go down to breakfast in the motel area, and the Omaha World Herald's on all those tables, and it's showing Chase County girls as a projected winner, and so nothing like amping the pressure a little bit is
right.
Showing and thinking that you're supposed to go down there and get that done. And so Friday we did not have a very good day. Our 4x8 3200 meter relay was predicted kind of to win coming off time with that 9:45, and we run 9:48 and get beat by Crofton. I believe it was Ord that was there in second. And so Peyton Fiddler ran great in the hurdles, great times, PR'd in both the hurdles, but she ends up ninth in the 300s, just misses finals. She ends up 10th in the 100s, just misses finals. Wheeler just misses finals in the 200, and Talon just misses finals in the 400. So we leave the track with 6 points, nobody going into finals on Saturday, with everybody going, man, what just happened? Mm-hmm. And it was kind of probably an attitude check. I don't know, maybe more for the coaches than it was the kids, even going back to the motel as far as where we're at. But we have some leaders on that team and some competitors that were ready to go back after it Saturday and see what see what happens. So you jump in, and Destiny splits the two Crofton runners, puts them 2-4, and ends up third in the 800 to get us started off. You know, and then the girls 4x1 comes back and gets second there, and so all of a sudden you get another 8 points, and you see you're starting to get back in that run a little bit. Destiny runs a phenomenal mile, you know, runs 5:19, you know, pressing Haley Aarons with Crofton to the finish and ends up second. And then, you know, Wheeler surprises us and wins the high jump, and you get another 10. And then Josie, we headed over to the vault, and we knew there was, you know, five there going, and didn't know where we were going to end up there for sure. But, you know, she ends up tying for third. So, of course, they add the points, 5 and 6 together and divide it. So we get 5.5. So all of a sudden it's 43.5 to 43. So we head up to the shot because Allison's throwing, and we know Crofton doesn't have a long jumper, but we know they got the Aarons girls, which are just phenomenal, phenomenal athletes. You know, they take 6 girls down there and score, you know, 53 points. And she was down getting her medal on the podium, and they weren't going to start finals. But we knew she had the second best throwers, one of the second best throwers going in. And so you look at it, you know, it's going to come down to the relay. And, you know, we talked to the girls. I know I talked to Taylan and Taylor and said, man, you know, Dee's had a phenomenal day. She's left it all out there on the track. But, like, we've got to be in the lead. And I said, you guys got to run 2 great quarters. You know, I talked to Caden. I said, Taylan, you got to be a sprinter. You got to, you know, hit that, because we've got to be in the lead coming out of the curve. Because if they pass us, we want them to go lanes 2 or 3 and make the track longer on the curve. And the 4x4, everybody knows, is such a shuffle in. It's such mass chaos. And so if you're in lane 1 and you don't have to run out to those outside lanes to make that exchange, you know, you're just saying every 100th, 1,000th of a second, anything we can get, we're going to need. And, man, they both ride it right under 60, high 59s, and it opened out a 15 to 20 meter gap, and Caden maintained, and then D finished it. And so, you know, you see, okay, with 53.5, we should be safe. Crofton's at 43, they can win it. We should still win by half. And you're hoping she ran the 4x4 too, that she was tired enough that when she went up there that she was maybe not going to hit that. But she did. That's Crofton, they compete. And,
right. So that was that Crofton girl that was coming up behind Destiny there in that final relay, that it looked like she was gaining. She was a tall girl.
Yeah, that was actually Lincoln Lutheran.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Was there.
Okay.
But yeah, they had ran in the heat before there. But I mean, you know, she'd already competed on the 4x8 forum. She didn't have a good day in the discus, only threw 101. And so they didn't get the points they thought that they were going to get out of there. And so that's what you tell everybody, to win state in anything. Number one, you got to have some athletes. Mm-hmm. Number two, you got to stay healthy. And number three, you got to get a little bit lucky, and you got to have some breaks go your way, whether you have those performances or somebody else doesn't. And, you know, fortunately for us this weekend, everything ended up falling into place. And, you know, it was one of those storybook endings, like I say, for that down day Friday, kind of a low to go back to such an emotional high on Saturday. And it's a life lesson for everybody, and it's a life lesson for the girls too, that, I mean, you know, when you do get hit with some adversity or maybe things don't go your way, you just got to get back up and keep fighting, because you don't know what's going to happen. And you know, so hats off to them, because they did what they needed to do. I mean, they could have easily, you know, thrown in the towel after day one and said, well, maybe, you know, maybe next year's the year. But you know, I know a Destiny Ranky sat down there, and a Caitlin Wheeler that said, man, I've got 3 events and 2 events, and that's not going to happen. We came down here, and it's time to go. And they did exactly what they needed to do. I mean, the whole team. So we were excited about that.
When was the last time that the Chase County girls won state?
Hasn't happened.
Really?
This is the first state title on the girls' side for Chase County. Yeah, I believe there's one maybe in 70 or 72, an old boys' Sand Greens golf trophy.
Okay.
Or something, but you know, this is like on the girls' side. You know, this is the first state title, and I'm not sure what the Sand Greens golf thing. I guess I'm not. I'll have to check into that a little more and see what that was. I know Russ Bankin was saying, and it might have been 72 or something. I'll have to look at that and see. So, yeah, it was exciting for everybody, the community, past and present. You know, that's kind of the cool thing when you, with social media now and all the, you know, kids that have competed or been a part of Chase County before, you know, with you know, the comments and the posts back, and, you know, Mike Sorensen as a principal, and Viers, and all the teachers, you know, that were here, you know, and just getting, you know, the text and the messages from so many people. You know, Coach Zugi has a Twitter account, and I think that he posted something, and it was just blowing up. I know he said he was in this morning, said he'd had over like 100 texts this weekend, you know. And so, so for that, I mean, it just, it's fun to have something positive that kind of brings the community back together and something to talk about and celebrate. And be
a great way
about.
To end the school year.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And that's what you tell the girls, you know, take this into next year, into volleyball, into basketball, into track, you know, into everything that you do, you know, and build off just the enthusiasm and the energy there. And like you said, that's what just makes it special. You know, you couldn't have wrote out a better ending or had more drama as far as getting everybody's heart rate up and, right. and everybody bouncing and nervous and just.
Well, it really started at districts because there was a lot of close heats at districts.
There was, you know, and that's the one thing that I just want everybody to understand, and I especially want, you know, our girls on the team to understand that it takes a team effort to accomplish what they did. And we can't go in and win an Ogallala meet with Class B schools just with first place finishes. And we couldn't go into districts and beat a Mitchell team just with top two performances. The thing that's special about this team is the depth. And a lot of times, you know, people don't understand, well, yeah, first is 10 points. But when you also end up with 3 and 5 or 4 and 6, that all those points add up. And sometimes, like in districts, we didn't even win the event. You know, D got beat in the 800 and the mile and you know, and Talon in the 4, but yet we just had enough depth with our other girls. All of a sudden you look at the triple jump and you know, you go first, fourth and fifth, you know, and you just start picking up and nickel and diamond all those other points, and all of a sudden, you know, you add those up at the end of the day and it's like, wow, where did those come from? And you end up with some of those margins of victory. You know, you get a Macy Coleman as a freshman that comes in and jumps 30'8" and makes finals and ends up fifth place. I mean, those are big things, you know, that you want to keep those kids engaged, because they were a huge part of the success. And the reason we had that success in some of the meets that we were in was what those other kids were contributing to. So, I mean, you know, the credit's got to go to them, everyone on that team. So
if I'm not mistaken, the girls won every single meet that they went to this year.
Yeah. That's
a huge accomplishment as well.
It is. You know, it's always tough for us to go to Ogallala and see the Sydney and, you know, Mitchell, Gothenburg, Cozad, a lot of those bigger schools. You know, last year we were, you know, we lost, you know, at Perkins to Ogallala. We were minus girls to ACT and FFA. I mean, our kids are
right.
FBLA, state. I mean, our kids are involved in so many things. And they go 100 different ways. You had kids at Freedoms Foundation, you know. And so those first meets, you know, really it's more of a challenge than what, again, it goes back to the depth of the team, because we didn't always have everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, we had 8, you know, all our juniors were taking the ACT test in Ogallala, you know, the morning, and didn't get to Perkins till the afternoon. And so, I mean, you're really banking, again, on a lot of your extra kids, because, I mean, that's one thing about a small school. Your kids do everything, and our kids go a lot of different ways. And so, you know, they don't just have one focus concentration, that's just what they do. And so, again, that's what was, again, exciting about, you know, what our kids do at Chase County, boys and girls both. They're involved in so much. They represent our school and community well, and whatever they do, as well as with the sponsors and the coaches that lead them and take them there. So yeah, that makes it nice.
Talk about the competitiveness of this girls team, especially because, you know, even Mark Bonham talked about this in basketball. You know, there was a lot of tears in the locker rooms when they lost and when they won. And there was a lot of leadership on that girls team. Did that transpire into track as well?
Oh, obviously. I mean, a coach can do so much, you know, I mean, but it's got to come from the leadership really within the core of that to make things happen. You know, I mean, they're the ones really in the locker room that break things down, or in the motel room, or like you said, when you're in the huddle or out on the floor, you've got to have that face that you can look to. And it's the same thing in track. You've got to have somebody that portrays that confidence that, yeah, this can happen and we can get it done. And they lead that by example, and those other kids that have seen those kids compete and do that want to follow that and emulate that. And again, that's where, for us, like you said, I mean, we've got some great leaders within that team. I mean, all across the board, and they make each other better. And, you know, like you said, I just, that structure within, that is the difference maker.
That's pretty awesome. Now, is there going to be a celebration for the girls or anything like that in the next couple of days or anything? I know it's kind of hard because school's out, but is there going to be anything?
Yeah, you know, we've talked about that there the other day. You know, probably talk about that a little bit here more this week. You know, it's kind of the tough thing with track. You know, some of your fall sports, winter sports, you come back in and school's still going. It's easy to have a pep rally or do something to celebrate it. And, you know, track is kind of that final weekend and everybody's ready to go do their thing. But we definitely don't want to take this for granted. You know, I mean, the girls, you know, the coaches that have helped out. I mean, you definitely want to take time to celebrate that. So, yeah, we'll definitely have something in place. Like I said, no specifics yet, but we'll definitely have a plan to get something done.
Very good. Troy Hoxwell, athletic director and also the head girls coach for track. I do appreciate it. They won by a half a point in Omaha at the state track meet this last weekend.